ラジオ ETC。 英語には日本語のような敬語や謙譲語の言い回しがないという話を聞くことがあります。本当にそうなのでしょうか。僕がかつて中近東のオーマンからギリシャの空港に降り立った時、それまで持っていたオーマンの通貨を両替しようとしたことがあります。すると両替所の男性がとてもすまなそうな顔をしてこう言いました。 I'm afraid but I can't exchange it。 恐れ入りますがこの通貨は両替できません、というような意味でしょうか。 I'm afraid、 とても印象に残る表現でした。他にはどんな使い方ができるのでしょうか。 ETC の河原先生に聞いてみました。
Well, many actually is very useful, like you say. For example, if a friend of yours asks you for some help or some advice or for something, it doesn't have to be touchable. It can be an advice or some help with some matter or trouble, but also can be like if a friend asks you for money to lend. To borrow. So you could always say, I'm afraid I can't help you.
Oh.
I'm afraid I won't be able to do it this time. I'm afraid I don't have any money myself now. So that's also another way to, you know, you basically when you say I'm afraid, you say it from heart.
Yeah.
So it's not only about being polite or being correct or being nice. It's very sincere.
I see.
It's like you wish you could be able to help you or to help this situation or to do something about it. It doesn't have to be extremely hard situation. It can be just a very tiny thing, like for example, a shop is closed because it's time to close. So it's not their fault, but they wish they could help.
That we can feel sincerity,
honesty, and also that, you know, the person goodwill in the situation.
僕がギリシャでの出来事を今でも克明に覚えているのは、両替所のあの男性の本当にすまなそうな表情があったからかもしれません。ところで、I'm afraid は何々を怖がる、何々を恐れるという意味でも使われます。先ほどの恐れ入りますがという意味合いとは何か関係があるのでしょうか。
Well, that's also of course the word afraid is to be scared of something or be apprehensive. Apprehensive is that you're not very comfortable in that kind of situation. Okay, the word afraid can be, have many levels. You can be very scared about something, but also you can just help it and you can't do it. Like you wish, basically, if you say I'm afraid of water, it's not that you hate the water. Okay, you could go into the sea and you would love to, and you wish you could go into the water, but you're afraid that, you know, you can't do it. It's above your good feeling. Maybe in your past childhood, you had some problem with the sea water.
本当はそうしたいけどできないんです、という気持ちが込められているのでしょうか。番組のスクリプトは ETC のホームページで確認することができます。こちらもどうぞチェックしてみてください。次回もラジオ ETC をどうぞお楽しみに。